Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
We are going to be covering The Good Place Season 3, Episode 1, Everything is Bonzer.
Bonzer.
And Season 3, Episode 2, The Brainy Bunch.
Yeah, that is what we've got going on. And in fact, for this one, we are going so off book, so incredibly off book, that we are having beer.
Yeah, we're having a Coors Light.
We are having beer. But we also have our other disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing and there are spoilers. This is the beginning of season 3, so we hope that you're getting caught up on The Good Place. It is a very easy watch, so no excuses. But yeah.
Unless you don't have whatever platform it's moving to. That's true.
That's true. But at least you should get the first season or two in because it goes very quickly. But yeah, we're having Coors Light. Wow.
Yeah, one of us doesn't like beer.
Yeah, well, I guess. Let's guess who it might be.
The one who's just not thrilled.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You will be okay.
You think? Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
So let's get into season 3, yeah. Episode 1, Everything is Bonzer. This is technically 2 episodes in 1 on Netflix, so just bear with us.
Yeah.
Michael goes to the doorman, played by Mike O'Malley, who is, if you've seen Glee, he's Kurt's dad.
Yes.
I love him in Glee. He's fantastic in Glee.
He's good
in probably the best character in Glee, all things
Quite
considered.
Possibly, yeah.
You Quite did possibly. Not watch that much of Glee, Mom. Don't.
I watched all of Glee.
Did you?
I did. I was present. And it was on.
It's
so, yes.
It's kind of like Twilight where it was on. That doesn't mean you're paying attention. Anyway, so Anyway,
yeah.
Michael Malley is the doorman between worlds. And he is given the ruling from the judge by Michael to save the humans before their deaths. And so that's approved. And he goes through. He won't have any powers on Earth.
Michael goes through. Yeah.
And only the doorman can use the key. And he really likes frogs.
Yes.
Anyway, we see Michael saving Eleanor, Chidi, Tahani, and Jason. He enjoyed his time on Earth and is telling Janet about it.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, I saw a Pizza Hut and a Taco Bell together. Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Can you imagine? He's very, very funny. But he saved all 4 of them.
Flash forward a few months.
Yeah, we see that Chidi can't pick a muffin, and he's just totally tormented by it.
They are all as bad as they were before.
Yeah, Tahani's getting
his vein.
Yeah, interviewed, and she's so special. Like,
Jason's just as stupid.
He's asking a cop to marry him. He's asking the cop, "Oh, marry me." He's like, "But then you could get the stuff that I stole." It's like, oh.
And Eleanor's obviously quitting her job at the environmental agency.
Mm-hmm.
So Janet says that they can't help, but Michael says that if he can get Chidi and Eleanor together, then everyone will get better.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened in the past.
And his thing is, like, the judge isn't paying attention. She's binge-watching all of
NCIS.
So she's not going to be paying attention. I can get down there and back, and they'll never know the difference.
He's let through by the doorman because he uses the same papers as he did before.
He also offers the doorman a cup of antimatter, which apparently is what people drink.
Well, I mean, that was mentioned in the end of season 1.
Yeah, but
he's let through. He visits Eleanor, which makes her find Chidi through the bartender thing.
Right.
She
and Eleanor are talking now.
Yes. She says she needs someone for moral guidance, and Chidi says yes. He says that they will meet once a week for lessons, which I guess she's just moving to fucking Australia now.
Yeah, sure. She finds out, of course, that she's multilingual. And he mentions that he also had a near-death experience the year before. And he's worried about all of that. So
flashback to Chidi going to after he's like almost it killed. His friend is like, "You need to figure out what's wrong with your fucking brain, because yeah. your brain wasn't my indecision almost got me killed. It was, oh, I need to get a new AC." It's like,
right? No, I mean, because of the Freon. That was his takeaway. I was having trouble reading my notes, but that's what it was. It's like, oh, this is a sign. I need to give up air conditioning because the Freon's bad. And it's like, that's your takeaway?
That's your takeaway, Chidi.
Yeah.
So he goes to a neurologist, Dr. Simone.
She's awesome.
She's awesome. We love Simone.
We do.
She gives him an MRI to see what's going on with his brain, but his brain is healthy. He gives up his 3,000-page thesis and he writes a speech about what we owe to each other, which is the one that Eleanor watches. He is doing better with his new thesis and is very happy. And he explains this to his other friend who had the bad boots from before. About his...
You just decide to do something different.
Yeah.
You know, just wake
you
up
just
the next
give yourself
morning.
The power to decide.
Yeah.
And his friend is like, I kind of want to get in better shape. And then he's just like, yeah, decide to do it. Wake up tomorrow morning, decide to do it. And his friend apparently had a very bad accident with the leg press machine. And he
broke his legs.
Yeah, broke his legs. And Chidi was finally like being very decisive about like what he has in the morning, which is a blueberry muffin, which the nurse at the hospital is like, blueberry muffins are horrible because
the workers are being
treated badly. And so Chidi's indecision is back in full throttle and he's back in his stupor.
Yeah.
He runs into Michael with an Australian accent in a library telling
him so funny.
To help someone, anyone who asks for help in the next, like, I don't know, a few hours.
Yeah, he's like, the secret to life is to help someone else. And he goes, Michael goes back to tell Janet about it. He's like, I had this Aussie accent. And she's like, oh, it's just spot on or whatever she says. It's very
so
funny. Sean, meanwhile, is trying to monitor the four humans on Earth because he wants to hack into the system, the judging system, figure things out. The demons
are being
funny, but one of the demons, they're all like sycophants. They come in to talk to Sean. One of the demons is like, I think you're doing great. He's got a box of Dunkin' spiders. I think it's just the funniest thing, the idea that they eat spiders and dunk them into their coffee or antimatter
the
or whatever.
The fact that it's still like Dunkin' branded is also very funny.
Well,
of course they have a Dunkin' in hell.
and then there's bad music, like bad ballads and stuff. It's very, very funny.
Chidi is teaching Eleanor. She's not really getting it, but I mean, in all of the reboots, Eleanor takes a while to get it.
Yes.
They are walking over to a lecture that Chidi's about to give, and they run into Simone, who is clearly flirting with Chidi. She's just like, hey, can you be in control of my experiment? I can get you dinner afterwards as a thank you. And he's like, you don't have to get dinner. And she's like, oh, okay. Sure.
Well, but, like, she touched him on the arm, and Eleanor the whole time
side.
Clocking it. She's like, ooh. She's got a thing for you.
Eleanor mentions the clear vibe, and he's just like, drop it. Don't talk to me. I can't deal with it right now. And so while he's in the MRI, she brings it up to Simone, and she's just like, so what's the vibe here? Like, I got it, but like, what? And Simone's like, yeah, I've been putting out all of these feelers, and then he keeps turning me down. So, like, what am I supposed to think?
So the next thing we see is that she's actually in the MRI machine, and they're starting to ask.
Chidi is.
That's what I said.
I thought you said she.
Chidi is in the MRI machine, and Simone's asking questions, and then it switches over to Eleanor being like, why haven't you asked her out? Aren't you going to ask her out? Don't you want to ask her out?
And they make it into like, hey, Chidi, why haven't you asked me out? And it's like, has it pissed you off, Simone, that he hasn't asked you out? And she's like, yes. She's like, Chidi, has it pissed you off that you haven't asked out Simone? And he goes, I don't, what's happening? And then she's like, I think the next question needs to be by you, Chidi. And Chidi's like, hey, do you want to get dinner tonight? And then Simone says, that's highly inappropriate. And then she's
yes.
like, but yes. I'm just kidding. It's very,
very
sweet.
Cute.
Michael is concerned about the fact that Eleanor and Chidi aren't romantic in this version. And Janet's like, well, they weren't always romantic, but they always helped each other.
Right. And she's like, I've been running simulations and Simone and Chidi have these gorgeous kids.
One of them could be on The Bachelor.
it's very funny.
Michael is going back down to Earth to fix this, even though it doesn't necessarily need fixing.
But he feels like he wants it a certain way. And so he brings the decaf antimatter, the
hazelnut Dulcolux, decaf.
Hazelnut decaf. His name is Steve. Steve.
No, it's not Steve.
I'm sorry. So Steve is one of the demons that's working with
yes.
Sean. And Steve is like sweating because he's like the only person left
not
in this
cocoon.
Room who's not in a cocoon. And Sean's been cocooning everyone, and Steve hacks into the system, and Sean puts him in a cocoon.
Anyway,
anyway,
even though he's like
Right.
doing the right thing. Anyway, and that's when he finds out that Michael is going down to Earth and help me, and that's how they can keep track of the humans.
Right, and he's like, I must do something.
Eleanor asks Chidi the next day about the date, and it went well, but he chickened out at the kiss. Chidi then asks Simone, him and Eleanor run to Simone's office, even while during her office hours, and he talks to her about, you know how me and Eleanor are similar? It's just because of near-death experiences.
But I have
And
this brilliant idea.
yeah, his new thesis will study people who have had a near-death experience and how it alters brain function. And
And
they
ethical
can
decision
pair
making.
with the neurology department.
Right. And Simone's like, ooh, that's really smart.
And then Katie's like, and I really wanted to kiss you last night and I didn't. Can I kiss you now? And she's like, yes, I'd like that very much. And then they
And so
kiss.
they kiss. It's very cute.
He brings Tahani into the experiment 3 weeks later.
She comes into Chidi's office. She has gone through a bunch of stuff too. She purged herself of her possessions, all of the celebrities from her phone. She flew to Tibet. To join a monastery there, and she was doing okay, I guess, although she's got like a ton of makeup on for somebody who's like being a Tibetan monk. But the media show up at the monastery and they recognize her. And so from that, she writes a book on shedding the need for validation, in which that she goes on a press tour where she needs validation. And Michael meets up with Tahani, and he basically is telling her about different ways she can market various things from her book, and she realizes, oh my God, I am awful. I'm still like needing validation. What is up with me?
It makes her question her authenticity.
Right.
And Tahani takes a call from Chidi about the study. She accepts because she thinks it will help people.
Jason, meanwhile, is at the harbor.
Michael comes up to him and is like, hey, I've got this dance crew in Australia.
I'm
And
Zach Bizet. I love this so much.
Ted Danson is so
Zach.
fucking funny. Because here's the thing, Ted Danson, you'd think that he would be like a chameleon into these roles, and if he were like actually trying, he would.
Yeah.
But him as Michael, as these different personas, is so funny to me. Like him coming
It's
up with all
very
of these
funny.
stupid names, because like there's gonna be one later that's so stupid. It's so
Yeah. Oh,
funny.
it's
But him
hilarious.
going like, I'm Rick, or what is it, Rick or Jack Pizzazz? What?
Zach
Zach.
Pizzet. Zach Pizzet.
I'm Zach Pizzazz. It's just so
It's like, okay.
stupid. I love it so much. Anyway, Jason's like, I've had a really bad year. Flashback to Jason deciding to change his life by winning a dance competition, even though right next to it was like a was a poster for "Want to change your life? Come to community college." He completely ignores that and is like, dance competition. And so his dance crew is like falling apart because he's making taking the fun out of it. And then they go to several different dance competitions and they lose every single one.
Yeah, I mean, it's really like pathetic. Like they've gotten into fights and law and been disqualified, you know,
And
all
so
of
they're
these
going to turn
things.
to a life of crime anyway. Pillboy bails him out of jail. Jason starts to think that there's more to life than amateur street dancing competitions. And
Yeah.
Zach Pizzazz encourages
Zach
him to leave his
Pizzet.
crew behind because he knows some people who can help him become a better person. And so Michael returns back to the afterlife and he brings a thermos with a frog on it for Michael Malley's character, the doorman, whose name is Jeff, we find out later. And he goes back to there. And Judge Jen comes in to check on progress, but him and Jan are able to cover for the fact that they've been really meddling. They also find out that Jason just arrived in Australia. They're at the all of the humans plus Simone are at the MRI lab, and she's like, okay, I'm going to put you guys in this MRI. Are any of you claustrophobic? And then Jason has one of my favorite lines. He says, claustrophobic? Who would be afraid of Santa Claus? Oh, the Jewish. That is
It's like,
the most
oh,
unhinged line I've
dude.
ever heard. It's insane.
It is.
Like,
It's
no,
nuts.
and anti-Semitic in every possible way, but very, very funny.
Yeah, it is.
And they, but Chidi comes in and he's like, "Hey, we have a new person to add to the group." And like Janet and Michael are very confused by this. They're like, "Who the fuck is this?"
And they're
And
like,
it's Trevor,
Trevor!
our favorite demon.
Yay!
I'm so glad he's back. I knew he would come
Yes,
back. I just forgot
so
how.
excited.
Oh,
So,
I'm so
what were your
happy.
best parts of this episode?
Michael, I love his different personas. Zach Possessed, and
Zach
I've got a dance
Possessed.
crew in Australia. And it just happens to be very convenient for you. It's very funny. It's so stupid. Him as a librarian with an Australian accent is so dumb. I love it so much. Chidi, I love Chidi. I love that he's always willing to help Eleanor, and that's really sweet. Janet, I love. Simone, I
I
love.
love Simone. I think
Well,
Simone's great.
Eleanor, also Eleanor and Simone, I love them. Like, kind of, you know what it
Double
reminded me? You know
teaming.
what? You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of Ted Lasso when Keeley and Roy are having that fake press
Yes.
conference, and he's
Yes.
just like, "So,
Keely
are
Jones.
Keeley Jones, independent woman, are you going to take me out on a good date?" Like, it reminded me of so much of that, and I love that.
It's really cute.
The doorman. I love the doorman. I also just love Mike O'Malley anyway. He's a great actor. And Trevor, that is the funniest shit. He
Trevor.
comes in with a fucking polo. He looks like he just did a round of golf. And
Adam
I
Scott. I
love
don't
Adam Scott.
include him as the best part in this episode.
No, I just love
But
the twist.
yeah. My best parts, Chidi, Simone, Michael, and Eleanor, I think are all great in this episode. What are your worst parts?
Honey.
I had just had Pillboy. I think it was the worst. Pillboy's terrible. What grade did you give this episode?
B plus.
I actually gave it a B minus. And it may be just that I'm just kind of like it dragged a bit to me. Like,
Well, it was two episodes in one,
yeah,
technically,
that could be it.
so.
That could be it. I don't know. But we do have episode two, season three, episode two, the
The
Brainy
Brainy Bunch.
Bunch. So Trevor, and it's funny, we know this, right? So Trevor's not just any demon. He's just the worst of the worst. But he's brought lemon bars.
He's like, I've got
Brought lemon bars. And he hugs Eleanor and he's like, he's acting all like into her, but then like as soon as her back is turned, he gives this look.
evil look.
Yeah.
I wrote down this was his audition for Severance.
Yes,
That
quite
dark look
possibly.
after acting
Yes.
nice. Oh my God, it's so funny. And
Yes.
again, we will do Severance eventually because Adam Scott's too good in that.
He
All of
really
them are
is.
too good in that.
They
It's
are. It's really good.
insane how good all these
It's
actors are.
really good.
But in
But
that
anyway,
moment,
oh, sorry.
no, it's a music dance experience, mother. You don't get it. But he just
Clearly.
is so fucking funny in this show,
It
and
is
it's
very
not fair.
funny. No.
He's less funny in this episode, I will say, than the other ones. But he
But I
is
think
still
that's on
funny.
purpose. I
But
mean,
that is definitely
he's
on
got to
purpose.
be like, yeah,
He's
he's
got
a
to act
character.
like he's like at least a little bit normal.
Over the top. Yeah. So Jason is, trying to figure out if he can turn into Spider-Man if he takes the spider into the MRI machine with him and he
No.
gets spider bites all over himself. Meanwhile, Trevor, Michael shows up and he's got a
He
trench coat
literally
and a
looks like a
hat.
bucket. He looks like Columbo. It's so
Well,
stupid.
or Dick Tracy, which is not really in your milieu, but yeah, he definitely is dressed like Dick Tracy, and Trevor's making fun of him for it. Trevor's just being evil.
You say
Eleanor.
it's not my milieu. I think I remember a Looney Tunes cartoon, Duck Tracy.
Ah, well, that could be. Yeah, I
I
don't
think
even remember
I'm
that,
thinking of
actually.
that.
It's
Maybe
possible.
I'm wrong.
Anyway, so Trevor. Is I'm sorry, Eleanor asks Chidi for private lessons because she's like, you know, it's great to have this class and stuff, but I really would like to have, like not have the group because she felt like she was learning better that way. And she's kind of like, I can't really do that. But Trevor's like, oh, let's have more togetherness. We can go on a tour around Sydney, we can do all of these things. And she's like, no, I just want to go to a bar. And he's like, great, well, I'll go to a bar. And he finds like the worst American themed bar in Sydney. It's a cowboy buffet something thing. And it's like it is every negative stereotype about the United States.
It is.
It's horrible. I mean, basically,
It's
like,
hilarious.
yeah, but like there are guns. They have a picture
The
of
guns
Mount
are like
Rushmore.
the timers for like when their table's gonna be ready. It's like when this goes off, your table's ready, and it's a real gun.
Yeah, and like they have a picture of Mount Rushmore, but it's got like Hulk Hogan and other creepy people, and it's like, yeah. So yeah, it's awful. But then
Trevor made
their sweatshirts, he
sweatshirts
made sweatshirts.
called the
He's
Brainy
like
Bunch.
this like really almost too enthusiastic like woman. I mean, seriously, like
Don't make that
let's.
generalization about women.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway, Janet is now on Earth and is acting as their waitress.
But she doesn't quite know how to do it.
Trevor is, and she's really annoyed that she can't like summon things, and she tries to, and then she's like, oh fuck, I can't. Trevor is being extra annoying,
And
and
he's like, I want to get a house.
he plants the idea that she bleh, Chidi shouldn't be friends with his subject, the subject of his study, and which, I mean,
She starts breaking
probably
up. Yeah,
not,
probably not,
but
but
we
yeah.
don't care. And then Trevor tries to get Jason and Tawny super, super drunk.
Yeah, which is working.
Eleanor tells Chidi to chill, but he's concerned about the implications of being friends with her.
Well, and it's funny because Eleanor is like trying to get Trevor to stop talking. She's just really, really annoyed. And Michael and Janet can compare how much they hate being on Earth because they don't have their powers. Because they're trying to like figure out how to stop Trevor, but she can't summon things and he can't do any of, he doesn't have any of his powers. And they're like, ah. So, Janet spills beer on Trevor in hopes that maybe it will make him go away or go to the bathroom or change clothes or something.
It doesn't.
No, but Eleanor is talking to Chidi and Chidi's getting more and more freaked out. Michael then tries to talk to Chidi. He's like, hey, I'm the librarian. And his accent's about that good.
Yep.
It's really, really bad. Michael talks to Chidi. Trevor and Jason and Dahani are getting wasted. Eleanor is not into the group thing. And you know, she wants to leave. She leaves. Trevor, meanwhile, goes to the bathroom, and Michael and Janet find him there. And he's like, oh, I don't need to go to the bathroom. I just like the way it smells. I like putting my hands in the toilet. And I like, yeah, it's so gross. It's so gross. And he's very impressed with himself and all the things that he's been able to do.
Because it's so easy to break up this group. And I loved his attitude earlier where he's just like, yeah, this volunteer, many hour, many month ethics thing is totally going to be so hard to make people not want to be a part of it.
Yeah,
It's like, it's
fair,
honestly fair.
fair.
So Chidi talks to Simone about the ethics of being friends with the subjects. And Simone is like, I would have told you by now if you were crossing a line. I think you're fine.
Yeah.
Jason got to Honey home safely that night
He
because
slept in a
the
dumpster.
way that yes, and the way that Trevor was expecting things to happen, they were going to get flirty, and then
Hook
Tawny
up.
was going to hook up. Tawny would be ashamed and leave. But no, Jason was a perfect gentleman. He got her home safely without hooking up, and then he slept in a dumpster. He was like, there was a motel right there, but then and then the, behind the hotel was a dumpster, and I
I
slept
slept
in the
in.
dumpster. It was so dumb.
Oh.
Trevor mentions that Eleanor might not be coming, which disappoints Chidi a lot,
He wants to go and get her, but
and Simone already
he
called the
hasn't,
cab.
right? He hasn't slept. And so Simone has called a cab for him to go and find Eleanor. She talks to Eleanor and talks her into coming back. And she realizes that he can't drive.
And she's like, he's like, give me 3 months. And she's like, okay. Michael and Janet talk to Trevor about Chidi and Eleanor having an unbreakable bond, and you can't just do that. And the doorman comes in and
Uh-oh.
tells them that the judge wants to see them. The judge confronts them about how many times they
She's
could
so
go to
pissed.
Earth, and she sends Trevor back to the bad place.
Immediately, it's very funny.
She talks about how the experiment has had a ripple of effects, like that Greatest Showman movie, millions of
Millions of
dollars in
dollars.
the box office.
Is that a bad thing? I
They
don't know.
can't meddle or monitor them anymore, and they need to let them go. However,
and treat them like regular humans who just need to get points.
Yeah. And Janet's stuff that she was summoning suddenly starts appearing, and that buys them time to escape back through the door with the help of the doorman.
Yeah, the doorman gives Michael the key.
And so they go back to Earth.
They do. What were your best parts?
Trevor.
Trevor's really
funny. Janet, Michael, Eleanor, Chidi, Jason sleeping in a dumpster, and the doorman.
Yeah, the doorman definitely is the best part. Janet, Michael, Trevor, Chidi, Eleanor, Jason, all of it. What, if anything, was the worst part?
Trevor, technically.
Yeah, Trevor, technically. The U.S. bar, I think, is just dreadful. Yeah. It's just awful.
It's very funny.
What grade did you give this episode?
B plus.
Yeah, I gave it a B plus also. So, wow, we are just moving right along here, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And we've got more of season 3 of The Good Place. We will be getting to it very soon. We hope that you join us. And
cheers.